Listening Test 5, Part 4. You will hear a student called Ahmed Kaya talking about his vacation job, which involves working at night. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
Tell me, Ahmed, what made you decide to start working nights in a supermarket?
I'd been applying for shop work for a while, and although I had a few replies, the salaries they were offering weren't that good. Then a friend pointed out I'd get an extra 20% for night shifts, so I took his advice and got myself a job working from 9 until 6 in the morning, which was the same length of time as for the day shift.
How easy did you find it when you first began?
Actually, I'd expected it to be easier because I've always stayed up late at night, sometimes right through till morning. But it's not the same if you have to stay awake all the time, whether you feel like it or not. On the other hand, it's nice early in the morning, knowing you have a good long sleep ahead of you, rather than wishing you could have stayed in bed longer. And as for the evenings, well, most people I know don't do much then anyway, so I've never felt I'm missing much.
But what about your social life? When do you see friends?
They all have long working days and don't tend to go out much during the week, so we wouldn't be meeting up anyway. And I don't have a partner at present, though if I had, obviously it would mean seeing each other less often. I know that's a problem for some of my colleagues, though others say if you have Friday and Saturday off, you can stay awake all night and go from club to club until morning. Not that I've tried that. Actually, the hours do have some advantages.
Such as?
Well, I myself cycle to and from work, but my workmates tell me there aren't that many people on the buses or underground, and that it's much easier to get to see a doctor or dentist early in the day when most other people are busy. Fortunately, I never need to do that, probably because I'm pretty healthy. I also keep myself pretty fit, which is easier and a lot more pleasant when you have the gym or pool virtually to yourself, because everyone else is working or studying.
Can working nights be bad for your health?
Well, the statistics do show that night shift employees tend to suffer more from colds and flu, but as I'm in such good health generally, I'm unlikely to go down with either of those. They also indicate a higher risk for staff of having a fall, or perhaps in my case, having things falling on top of you at around 1 or 2 in the morning. So I do take more care after midnight. I've also heard that people who aren't exposed to enough daylight can get irritated more easily. But it's summer, so it's light when I leave work, and it stays light until I start again.
And do your meal times have to change?
Not as much as you might think. When I'm at home, I tend to get snacks from the fridge at odd hours of the night, pretty much any time I like. And it's the same when I'm not. I work in a supermarket, remember? So, once my shift is over, I don't usually bother with breakfast.
Finally, what kind of people are the shoppers?
All sorts, really, including night workers like police officers and young people on their way to or from cinemas or nightclubs. Sometimes I think they wonder what the police are doing there until they see they're carrying shopping baskets. One of the nice things about the night shift is that shoppers seem to have more time to chat, and that helps me pass the time. but compared to people there in the day, their trolleys tend to have more junk food in them, so maybe their diet isn't so healthy.
Thank you, Ahmed.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you are sure to finish in time. You have 1 minute left. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.